She must not flinch or look afraid. "I am the blood of the dragon," she told herself, as she took the stallion's heart in both hands, lifted it to her mouth, and plunged her teeth into the tough, stringy flesh. Warm blood filled her mouth and ran down over her chin. The taste threatened to gag her, but she made herself chew and swallow. The heart of a stallion would make her son strong and swift and fearless, or so the Dothraki believed, but only if the mother could eat it all. If she choked on the blood or retched up the flesh, the omens were less favourable. The child might be stillborn, or come forth weak, deformed or female. Her handmaidens had helped her ready herself for the ceremony. Despite the tender mother's stomach that had afflicted her these past 2 moons, Danny had dined on bowls of half-clotted blood to accustom herself to the taste. And Eri made her chew strips of dried horseflesh until her jaws were aching. She had starved herself for a day and a night before the ceremony in the hopes that hunger would help her keep down the raw meat. The wild stallion's heart was all muscle, and Danny had to worry it with her teeth and chew each mouthful a long time. No steel was permitted within the sacred confines of Vaes Dothrak, beneath the shadow of the Mother of Mountains. She had to rip the heart apart with teeth and nails.